Nolte, GOP voters hold 14-point enthusiasm advantage ahead of midterms. By John Nolte on January 24, 2022. Republican voters hold a 14-point enthusiasm lead over Democrats ahead of midterms, according to a poll from far-left NBC News. While Democrats hold a narrow 1-point lead in congressional preference, Republicans enjoy a double-digit enthusiasm advantage, notes NBC, with 61% of Republicans saying they are very interested in the upcoming midterms, registering their interest either as a 9 or 10 on a 10-point scale. By comparison, the poll shows only 47% of Democrats who have the same high level of interest. NBC adds that, historically, enthusiasm has proven to be a factor in midterm election outcomes. 2006, D plus 13 in high interest, Democrats picked up 30 House seats. 2010, R plus 17, GOP picked up 63 House seats. 2014, R plus 11, GOP picked up 13 House seats. 2018, D plus 9, Democrats picked up 40 House seats. Now, R plus 14? In worse news for Democrats, the most significant drops in enthusiasm are coming from the Democrat base, Black, young, and urban voters. Enthusiasm dropped 21% among Black voters, from 60% to 39%. Among Democrat primary voters, enthusiasm dived 17 points, from 70% to 53%. Among Democrats between the ages of 18 and 49, enthusiasm tanked 17 points, from 48% to 31%. Also, it's actually not good news for Democrats that they are only up a single point in NBC's Congressional Generic poll. Media polling is so notoriously skewed towards Democrats. History has shown that even if the GOP was down by a few points in this poll, it's still a red wave. Proving that NBC is still utterly clueless, the geniuses added this dishonest caveat. Now, one significant caveat to these numbers is that the NBC News poll was conducted January 14 to 18, during a demoralizing time for Democrats, as Senate Republicans were gearing up to block their voting rights legislation. LMAO. First off, it wasn't the GOP who blocked Biden's attempt to institutionalize election cheating at the federal level. There are more than enough Democrats to pass this legislation. It was Democrats who voted it down. Secondly, only the clueless corporate media would suggest that the fate of this legislation demoralized everyday Democrat voters. No one outside of the DC media bubble cares a lick about this kind of inside nonsense. Here's the truth the fake media cannot bring themselves to report. Everyday Democrats voters are demoralized by a president who's failing in ways not seen in a century. Biden has now abandoned two U.S. embassies and is presiding over record inflation and a record number of China flu infections and hospitalizations. What's demoralizing Democrats is an explosion of violent crime, empty store shelves, school closures, and watching their children forced to wear masks all day. Democrats are demoralized because everything they touch turns to shit, and the American people are waking up to that fact. Democrats are demoralized because the 2022 midterms are going to be a blowout, a political realignment, a rejection of the left's fascism and extremism. Democrats are demoralized because Donald Trump and the MAGA coalition are on the brink of a significant and historic comeback. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.